name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. King of Israel, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of all ages, amen. Lord, make us worthy to pray, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This is day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And pray to yourself, Lord, for that is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever, amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace this holy day, all the days of our life, the Pantokratog, the Lord our God. O Master, Lord God, the Pantokratog, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from your people and from this holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us your authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you, him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I am conscious of my iniquity and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might be overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities and in sin my mother conceived me. For behold, I have loved truth, and you have manifested to me the hidden and revealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy, and the humbled bone shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Remove me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, my Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. We do not take pleasure in burnt sacrifices. Sacrifices of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion. Let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt offerings. And you shall offer calves upon your altar. Amen. The blessed prayer of the retiring we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive our sins. Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the King, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Out of the depth I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But through you is forgiveness. For your name's sake I have waited for you. O Lord, my soul has waited for your law. My soul has hoped in the Lord. From the morning watch till night. From the morning watch, let Israel hope in the Lord. For the Lord is mercy, and great is his redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Alleluia. Glory to our God, holy, holy, holy. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen. May the sayings of God be fulfilled in peace. Ten oshtem ogo bechristos, nem pekyoten agathos, nem piem nem maithoet, jiakie Behold, I am about to stand before the just judge, terrified and trembling because of my many sins, for a life spent in pleasures deserves condemnation. But repent, O my soul, so long as you dwell on this earth, for inside the grave dust does not praise, and in death no one remembers, neither in Hades does anyone give thanks. Therefore arise from the slumber of laziness and entreat the Savior, repenting and saying, O God, have mercy on me and save me. If life were everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have had an excuse for my soul. But if your wicked deeds and ugly evils were exposed before the just judge, what answer would you give while you are lying on the bed of sins, negligent in disciplining the flesh? O Christ our God, before your awesome seat of judgment, I am terrified, and before your council of judgment, I submit.
From the light of your divine radiance, I tremble.
I, the wretched and defiled, who lies on my bed, negligent in my life, but I take example of the publican, beating my chest and saying, O God, forgive me and have mercy on me, a sinner.
Amen.
O Holy Virgin, overshadow your servant with your instant help, and keep the waves of evil thoughts away from me, and raise up my ailing soul for prayer and vigil, for it has gone into a deep sleep, for you are a capable and compassionate and helpful mother, the bearer of the fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope. Our Lord, listen to us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. King eleison, King eleison, Lord have mercy.
King
eleison, King eleison, hear us and have mercy.
King eleison, King
eleison,
have mercy, O Lord.
King eleison, King eleison, Lord have mercy. King eleison, King eleison, hear us and have mercy.
King eleison,
King eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
King eleison, King eleison,
King eleison. Holy, 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 Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Almighty. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in our hardships and tribulations but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed willingly and those which we have committed unwillingly, those which we have committed knowingly and those which we have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, that it be according to your mercy, O Lord, not according to our sins. Make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, all our sins which we have committed against you in this day, whether in deeds or in words or in thoughts or through all senses, please remit and forgive us for the sake of your holy name, as you are a good and lover of mankind. God, grant us a peaceful night and a sleep free from all anxiety. Send us an angel of peace to protect us and every temptation of the enemy. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, the only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom is due with you and with the Holy Spirit, the life-giver who is of one essence with you, all glory, honor, and dominion, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy on us, O God, have mercy on us, who at all times and every hour, in heaven and earth, is worshipped and glorified, Christ our God, the good, the long-suffering, the abundant in mercy and the great in compassion, who loves the righteous and has mercy on the sinners of whom I am chief, who does not wish death, but rather that he returns and lives, who calls out salvation for the promise of the good things to come. Lord, receive from us our prayers in this hour and in every hour. Use our life and guide us to fulfill your commandments. Sanctify our spirits, cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, forgive our sins, deliver us from every evil grief and distress of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that by their camp we may be guarded and guided to attain the unity of faith and the knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory. For you are blessed forever. Amen. O King of peace, grant us your peace, establish for us your peace, and forgive us our sins. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the majesty, and the blessing now and forever, and to the ages of all ages. Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Lead us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.